The Associate Director of the Swine Health Information Center says SHIC's domestic swine disease monitoring report has become one of the most accessed reports on its website. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, produced on behalf of North America's pork producers. I'll be back in a moment.
For QuickBooks Repair or QuickBooks conversions, visit QuickBooksRepairPro.com. That's QuickBooksRepairPro.com. Results guaranteed.
The Swine Health Information Center is observing the publication of the 100th edition of its Domestic Swine Disease Monitoring Report. SHIC Associate Director Dr. Lisa Becton says this tool is important in helping assess what's happening with emerging disease threats across the U.S. and elsewhere.
This report started in 2018, and it emerged just from a diagnostic report to a more expanded near real-time monitoring, which includes analytics, extended communication, and preparedness efforts. But it also provided a standardized format for all of the diagnostic information to be assessed and made relevant to producers and users of this report. A lot of the changes that we've seen over time really are fueled by user input and advisory group that helps to guide different steps and needs associated with monitoring. Our diseases change over time, our diagnostic tests over time, and the reports have adjusted to be able to continue to hone in on the information that is needed from practitioners when they look at their herds. Right now, the report covers PCR results for key pathogens such as PRRS, PED, porcine delta coronavirus, influenza, mycoplasma, E. coli, and PCV2 and 3. There's now 7 labs that are being incorporated into this program, including Kansas State University, South Dakota State, Iowa State University, University of Minnesota, Purdue University, The Ohio State University, and University of Illinois. Again, all of these submissions represent cases that are sent to the diagnostic lab for analysis for potential diseases, and they encompass over 96% of all of the swine diagnostics performed in the U.S.
Dr. Becton says this is one of the most frequently accessed reports on the SHIC website, and it's used by veterinary audiences assessing trends for their herds, as well as producers, researchers, and other allied industries and stakeholders. All of SHIC's reports can be accessed at swinehealth.org. For more, visit farmscape.ca. I'm Bruce Cochran.